Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, Ideal Family Life, Verse 37, Puranya Srishtani, Nrutriya Rishi Devata, Shete Jivena Rupena, Pureshu Purusha Shatav, Purane, Residential Places or Bodies. Anena,
by him,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Krishthani,
among those creations, man, Tiryak, other than human beings, animals, birds, etc. Rishi, saintly persons, Devata, and demigods. Shete lies down, Jivena,
the living entities,
Rupena, in the form of Paramatma, Pureshu, within these residential places or bodies, Purusha, the Supreme Lord, He,
indeed,
also He, the Personality of Godhead. I will answer. He called the little Pandira. Talked to the Kuni Pandira. That object is the Munda Kuni. Session. He said, whatever you want, any nonsense. But then Mangala, your eyes are the greedy level. Stop that. Chapa Kale, Talka Lepin. The mail waiter, don't payment is not. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has created many residential places like the bodies of human beings, animals, birds, saints and demigods. In all of these innumerable bodily forms, the Lord resides with the living being as Paramatma. Thus, He is known as Purushavatara. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, has created many residential places, like the bodies of human beings, animals, birds, saints and demigods. In all of the innumerable bodily forms, the Lord resides with the living being as Paramatma. Thus He is known as Purushavatara. In Bhagavad Gita 1861, it is said, Isara Sarabhutanam Rudesi Arjuna Tishati Brahmayam Sarabhutani Yantra Rudani Maya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of material energy. The living entity who is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead exists on the mercy of the Lord, who is also with him in any form of body. The living entity desires a particular type of material enjoyment, and the Lord supplies him with a body, which is like a machine, just to keep him alive in that body. The Lord remains with him as Purusha, Shirodhaka Sai, Vishnu. Is also confirmed in Brahma Samhita. Ekyo pyasau rachayutam jagadanda kodim yasyak tirasti jagadanda chayayadananta andantarasta paramandu chayantarastam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Andhari, kalsan. Ekyo pyasau rachayutam jagadanda kodim Shakti Jagadanda Chayayadananta Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham Govindamadhi. I worship the personality of Godhead, Govinda, who enters the existence of every universe and every atom by one of his plenary portions and thus manifests his infinite energy throughout the material creation. The living entity being part and parcel of the Lord is known as Jiva. The Supreme Lord Purusha remains the Jiva to enable him to enjoy material facilities. Om Ajnana Tipirantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swaparantasya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mano Vishyananda Sri Advaita Gada Jaya Sri Vasa Shrodha Bhakta Vina
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama So, in this sloka of Bhagavatam, it is very clearly mentioned that the body is nothing more than a residential place. Like you rent a place. Tenancy. A tenant. Tenant means one who takes owner and tenant. The owner of the body is Krishna. And you are the tenant in this body. You may like this body or you may not like the body, but this is what we are eligible for. Just like you cannot take the 100 rupees and want to buy a BMW car or a Mercedes-Benz car. What is 100 rupees? So whenever you want a particular body, you have to pay the price for it. In this world, currency is the price. But in the real life, your karmas are the price. You do karmas accordingly, you will get a body. So it is said, in your life, you do karmas, mental karmas, vachika karmas, vachika means you act with your speech, right? You can make friends out of your speech, you can make enemies out of your speech, and silently you may be very friendly in your thoughts, and you may be unfriendly or inimical in your thoughts, right? When we sit together, I don't know what Abhijan is thinking about me. Is that right? But one thing is sure, whatever you're thinking, he's going to get it back himself. Okay? That is his plan. Whatever thoughts he has. Accordingly, if you have negative thoughts, that means whether you will trouble me or not, that is not certain, but you will trouble himself. Because negative thoughts already, his mind is disturbed. And because his thoughts are disturbance, so you will get disturbance. That means whether others are good or bad, we don't care. But our thoughts should always be good thoughts. So that you get good back. This is the secret of life. No matter what is happening, for example, like we lost some money, somebody took money from you and you gave it out of good faith, there is a need, you gave it and then you're supposed to return it back, right? Giving donation is one thing and giving a loan is a different thing. You take a loan and convert into a donation, so say, thank you Hare Krishna, this is your donation to me. You cannot say like that. Right? If you are given a loan, it's a loan you have to pay back. And if you are given a donation and then you come back after a few months and say, now can you convert it into life pattern membership? We give a donation, we spend it for the service of the Lord. And after 3 months you come back and say, Prabhuji, I paid 20,000 donation, you know, I'll give you another 15,000. Can you make it into life pattern membership? It's an offense. How can you convert donation into, that means you are cheating Krishna. Donation, donation, finish. And if you want something mutual, the life pattern membership is where I give money and you give me this facility from ISKCON. That means you be careful that nobody is forcing you. You be careful whenever you are doing something, or by mistake you did it, then that's it. Suppose you do bad, you don't do well in your exam. No, 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 sir, please conduct the exam again. I want to do it well, but gone. Opportunity is gone. So wait for the next opportunity. And for you, they are not going to cancel everybody's performance, and then because Narayan wants to improve, so let's cancel for everybody. Why everybody will agree? They will not agree. No? So that means, whatever you are doing, you are responsible. Whether it is hasty, whether you are well thought about, or you plan bad, after that much more bad will happen to you, then that's a power you know. Done. You have to face the consequences. So, in this material world, how you get your bodies? How you got your body? You got your body because of your... I have to live from here. So, what time I have to go? So we all want to enjoy our life, there is nothing bad about that, and it depends on your capacity to enjoy. That means what did you do, and if you are eligible, then you will get that. The problem is you work and you get something and you finish it, then again you have to work. Suppose you get 10,000 rupees and then you just don't go for work, nicely go around to a 3-star hotel, you go to a club, this and that. And after 10,000 rupees, will anybody allow you to come to the hotel again? Sir, I came last time and I spent a lot, now I have come again. Where is your money? You have money with you. Every time you want to enjoy, you have to pay the price. So that is the risk with material enjoyment. That is material enjoyment, when you enjoy, your credits are finished. Your bank balance is finished. Then again you have to earn. That means in life if you want to enjoy, you have to be working also and enjoying, working, enjoying. It is not just enjoying, not possible. And then, if you are intelligent, you will think, I am working, but my enjoyment is only a short-term enjoyment. I am am getting only little enjoyment. But I want permanent enjoyment. I want permanent enjoyment. And also, why do people make bank balance? Why do people buy properties? Even if I don't work, I have something to enjoy in my life. They create some property. So similarly, what is that you have to do so that you can always enjoy your life? Not only this life, next life, always. That means, if you want to enjoy your life, always, then Krishna is giving, Bhagavad Gita, the Shloka says, Sahayajna Praja Sushta Purovacha Prajapati Anena Prasit Eshavosti Kamaduk. Krishna is giving Evam Pravartitam Chakram Nanuvartetaya. He is giving this chakram, cycle. How to go on enjoying life? The hitch. The problem here is the enjoyments here. You have to keep on trying. You may get, but keep on trying. Again, finish. Again, finish. Again, finish. Then your body is getting bored. Then you cannot enjoy your life. So people have to intelligently decide. I want to enjoy my life, whether my body is sick, whether my body is old, is it right? Fantastic idea. Whether your body is old or sick, I want to enjoy my life. Great idea. So that is also good. But for that you have to do something else. What is that? You have to attempt real enjoyment. By working in this world, you get material enjoyment. But by following the instructions of God, you will gradually come to real enjoyment. That's why Krishna has given Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Live like Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Or live like Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasa. You have to follow. If you don't follow, you have your own whimsical plan for life, then your life is going to be chaos. So Krishna has made a beautiful plan for us. Start with material enjoyment and then slowly end up with eternal enjoyment, spiritual enjoyment. We all come into this world for material enjoyment. Otherwise, why we have a material body? We all come here for material enjoyment because we are not intelligent. Because we have no price to pay. We don't have price to pay for eternal enjoyment. So now you follow Krishna. That's why real enjoyment starts when you accept God and follow His instructions and make God part of your daily life so that Krishna can give you intelligence, Krishna can give you opportunities and Krishna can protect you. If you ignore Krishna, maybe you may do rightly, you may do wrongly, because you are not. That's why we always look up to elderly people for guidance. Like young people always have to consult. We always consult experts, we always consult seniors, we always consult. Like we had a meeting in Bangalore. So we are two parties, we and the other party, and there's an arbitrator, facilitator. So facilitator, who is a devotee, he said, my dear Prabhuji, you did many things on your own and then you could not complete your liabilities. You did, I will do this business, that business, you do any business. But your liability, suppose you take 1 lakh from me as a loan. And you want to do business and make money and make 2 lakhs and give me back my 1 lakh. Is it right? Take a loan. You want to utilize it, make your own money and then return the loan. That's how people take loan. And then, without consulting, without having experience, you are running into difficulty. The loan money is spent, but you could not make any money for yourself. And you are also unable to return the loan money. That means you made a big mistake. Because you may have made money or not, but you have to return the money. You are still on. You cannot escape. Whenever you take something from others, which you have to return, if you don't return it, in this world you may avoid police case, court case, go on for decades, or you just avoid, you can do all that. But because this is not the only court, there is a Yamaraj court. Yamaraj, he will not take bribes. Yamaraj, he will not make mistakes. Yamaraj is not partial. Ye mera sala hai, ye mera bhatija hai. Will there be anybody like that? Yamaraj is just like a neutral person, judge. Nobody. Even if you worship Yamaraj, can he do favor? I have to go to court of Yamaraj, so let me become a worshipper of Yamaraj. But what Yamaraj can do? Because Yamaraj is independent. Is Yamaraj is not independent. If he makes a mistake, Yamaraj makes a mistake, then you will also have to suffer, because he is not the ultimate authority. That's what happened. You know, Yamaraj, Vidura is Yamaraj. As Yamaraj, he made a mistake. One very small child, 3-4 years, it was fiddling with a butterfly. Children, they don't know. Small thing, 3-4 years. Some butterfly came inside here, and then it flew away. And Yamaraj, after that, this person who did this became a great saint. In the childhood he did this, but after that he understood what is loss of material nature, what is God, and what is punya, and he did all good things. Only as a child, when he was innocent, he just pulled the leg of a butterfly. And Yamaraj, as a reaction to this great saintly person, the punishment when he was a great saint, suddenly he was given a punishment. That with a lance, he pierced his body. Then everybody was shocked. Such a great saint, why this punishment to him? I'll call Yamaraj. What did I do? No, you did not do anything in a past life. In this life, knowingly, you did not do anything. But as a child, you did this. And this Mandu Kamuni, he became very upset. What is this? And then he curses Yamaraj. And the saint was so pure, he could curse Yamaraj also. Because after all, Yamaraj is not God. Yamaraj is one of the agents of God. So the point is, except Krishna, everyone will make mistakes in life. Except Krishna, everyone will make mistakes, including Yamaraj, Shiva, Brahma, everybody. What to speak of about human beings? So that's why we all need to be careful. That means we have to be in a good association, we have to be reading scriptures, and we have to be studying our own mind. You see, we cannot say, Prabhuji, I felt like stabbing you, now I feel sorry. But you may say all nonsense, but that is not accepted. You have done it, you are not. So you feel like you run into, you make an accident. Nobody does accidents purposefully, except in cinemas. They say, chada do truck. Cinema, in cinema they do all, that's a fiction. That is all. So, the point is, human beings, you cannot keep anki. You cannot be like that. You are responsible for everything. So if you are parents, you have to train your children. If you are grown up, you should know. You will meet enemies, you will meet friends. You should know how to. That means you should learn. You may say, my enemies, I am also enemy to him. But that doesn't help you. He may be your enemy. Apakariki. Apakariki apakaram, upakariki upakaram. Everybody does that. But the wise man is one. Apakariki upakaram cheyavadu. What is that shloka? Samuti sattva. Apakariki upakaram cheyavadu. He is the wise person in this world. Because you are not the loser. Whenever you are doing good to the others, you are accumulating your credits. It doesn't matter whether you are a bad person, good person, because you are doing good and you are going to get good. So that's why this body is simply a vehicle. You decide where you want to go. You want to go to Vaikuntha, you want to go to heaven, Swarga, you want to go to another human birth, you want to go to America with this body, you can go to hell. With this body you can go to Swarga, you can go to Vaikuntha, you can go to dog's body, whatever you want you can. The choice is yours. You don't blame God. Why God, why did you make me a poor man? Why God will make you a poor man? He'll just give you whatever you are eligible for.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Yeah.